This is Akashvani, the news read by Manoj Singh Rana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed happiness over the African Union joining the Conference on Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, CDRI 2025. Addressing the International CDRI 2025 through a video message, the Prime Minister stressed the need to design actionable programs and ensure that developing nations have the access to finance.
We must design actionable programs and ensure developing nations access to finance. We consider small island developing states as large ocean countries. Due to their vulnerability, they deserve special attention. Strengthening early warning systems and coordination is crucial. This helps timely decisions and effective last mile communication.
He hoped that the discussion in this conference will consider these aspects. Prime Minister Modi also thanked French President Emmanuel Macron for their support. This conference is being held in France for the first time. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reaffirmed the government's commitment to the welfare of Indian farmers. As the NDA government at the centre completes 11 years in office, Mr. Modi said it is a privilege for the government to serve the country's hard-working farmers. The Prime Minister highlighted that for the past 11 years, various government's initiatives have boosted prosperity for farmers and also ensured an overall transformation of the agriculture sector. He said that the government has focused on issues like soil health and irrigation, which have been greatly beneficial. India has made remarkable progress in reducing extreme poverty, with 269 million people moving out of it between 2011-12 and 2022-23. According to the latest World Bank data, extreme poverty rate dropped significantly from 27.1% in 2011-12 to just 5.3% in 2022-23, a report.
In 2011-12, around 344.47 million people in India were living in extreme poverty. By 2022-23, that number fell sharply to 75.24 million. Much of this progress came from states like Uttar Pradesh, Maharashtra, Bihar, West Bengal and Madhya Pradesh, which together accounted for 65% of India's extreme poor in 2011-12. These states contributed to two-thirds of the total poverty reduction over the past decade. As the BJP-led NDA government marks 11 years in office, Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlighted key initiatives like PM Awas Yojana, PM Ujjwala Yojana, Jan Dhan Yojana and Ayushman Bharat, which led to decline in poverty rates. Direct benefit transfers, digital inclusion and improved rural infrastructure have helped deliver support efficiently and transparently, empowering more than 250 million people to rise out of poverty. With Mayur's report, Sanyukta Yadav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Eid-ul-Azha, the festival of sacrifice, is being celebrated with religious fervour and gaiety in various parts of the country today. The devotees offered Eid namaz or prayers in Eidgahs and mosques this morning. The President, Vice President and Prime Minister have greeted the nation on the occasion of Eid-ul-Zuha. In her message, President Draupadi Murmu called the festival a symbol of sacrifice, faith and humane values. In national capital Delhi, main congregations were held at Jama Masjid, Fatehpuri Mosque and Shahi Eidgah. The Central Consumer Protection Authority, CCPA, has issued advisory to all e-commerce platforms to take necessary steps to ensure that their platforms do not engage in deceptive and unfair trade practices, which are in the nature of dark patterns. In a statement, the Ministry of Consumer Affairs said that all e-commerce platforms have been advised to conduct self-audits to identify dark patterns within 3 months. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Madhya Maharashtra, Marathwada, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. According to the IMD, rainfall activity over the northeast region is likely to continue for the next 7 days. In chess, Indian Grandmaster Arvind Chidambaram won the 6th Stefan Avagyan Memorial Chess Tournament held in Jermuk, Armenia. And that is the end of this news bulletin.